yesterday, Mike went downstairs to look at my car. Somebody ground into the side of my car with what now it appears to probably be in a shopping cart, and I'm just an idiot because I thought it happened here. While he was out there, he has a laugh. He takes a photo of your car, your Honda S2000, and it's parked askew in a spot.
Yeah.
And, haha, we put it online. Look at this. Scott parks like an a-hole. And the thing just spirals.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. And I'm like, there's no joke and no shtick, no background music here. You're a friend. And I felt gross in my stomach yesterday. I felt bad about this. This was not fun. This wasn't even happening to me. If this happens to me, I'm just lying on the floor and letting the day go by as the sun cycles into the moon.
Oh, it consumed a good part of my
day. I bet
day.
It did.
Just watching
Because you're a
people.
Person. Because you're a person that all of a sudden had, and hey, we got to be able to get it as good as we give it.
Of course.
Because Lord knows we throw a ton of shade at people. Okay, so we have to be able to take it on the chin, and I believe we do a pretty decent job of that, all right? It's funny. Right now, I'm having a conversation with a dude named Edward Jackson online who was calling me like a douche and an a-hole yesterday. We're actually having a laugh about it right now, and he's a fine person. And
what I was surprised about,
yeah, you were. I was surprised like that you were so taken back.
Because it was like – so Scott didn't park. It wasn't a perfect parking. But you'd think he killed someone. And then I looked at all the comments online, and it was – I couldn't believe it. And nothing really shocked me. It takes a lot to shock me. But I could – it was like a just a flood of criticism. I couldn't believe it.
That was the moment in the meeting yesterday, pulling back the curtain, when we knew this thing reached a critical mass is when you brought it up. And we're like, this has gone so far off the rails. I made the example earlier. I could have put a post on Facebook that said F the Orioles, go Yankees, and it wouldn't have gotten as much of a reaction.
Yeah, I think it's
vitriol.
It just
that Scott got
touched
it's one of those hot button issues
because most people have a car, most people park, so everybody can relate to it. So everybody commented in a negative way, mostly.
I think what we wanted to get into was this is the era of the internet narrative to where they just saw this photo. They don't know what led up to Scott parking the way that he did. And the reason being was that there is a particular spot here where when someone parks in the spot next to it, you park crooked because it's near this weird lamppost that's kind of oddly just shoved in the middle of all these spots. So they park crooked. So the next spot over, then you park crooked, and it almost dominoes. This happens in all kinds of parking lots. When someone parks crooked somewhere, it's going to domino all the way forward.
Right.
You did that also. Then the car that started it all pulls out, leaving you to just look like you parked your car like a total ass.
Right.
And which is not what you did.
Which is that's what bothers me is that you can take selective photos, which Mike did. And you can post them online, and you can make it look like one thing happened, where in fact, that's not even close to what happened. I would never, in a million years, hand to God swearing on my child's life, park like that. I've never in my life taken up two spots. We had Jerry Sandusky actually really did it one time. The line went straight down the middle of his car.
Yeah, he
took
up that
two,
spot.
Homie. He was like, I don't care, I'm taking up two. And we went so hard at him because we're like, man, how can you do that? Like, and in that instance, yes. Like, and he even admitted, he goes, so what? I'm taking up two. I'm Jerry. I'm not that person. No. I never have been. I never will be. And it just bothers me that, it was a little bit of a, trickery on the part of the photos. Like, hey, cool or not cool? Because like you said, you can't really tell what happened, how the car got that way.
Yeah.
So now the people, their perception of me is now skewed. And they think, you read these comments. And something as simple as a parking job, like spot, if you think that somebody parks like that, that's going to skew your perception. Like, you go, well, I never realized he was that kind of guy, that he parks like that. He takes up two spots. What a douchebag. I thought he was cooler than that.
That stirs
I didn't realize he thinks he's better than everybody. I didn't realize something as simple, simplistic, and as minuscule as a parking spot and a parking job is enough to change your perception of somebody.
You are now a certain type of person.
Right.
That's it. Good father, professional, kind friend, generous person, be damned. Your S2000 is crooked, And then for 24 hours, you're just taking body blow after body blow with, I mean, we got some of the stuff printed out here. And it's not even like the fact that, like, okay, they're talking about Park, and they just start talking about you, where Park, oh God, because we know you love that car. It's a fine car. Parking a woman's car like a woman driver. Oh. So New York City of you. Where he's not even from.
Yeah, typical New Yorker.
He's not even from. You're like, you're not even. Where's another one here? We already know that Scott is a douche behind the wheel. Speeding tickets. Stupid ass mergers. It's no surprise. No surprise he parks like this. Someone get sidewalk chalk and shame him. Like, let's mark his car up.
Yeah, I think maybe the... Because a lot of people brought up the zipper merge. So there was some latent animosity that was just kind of...
Not cool. He deserves to have his car keyed.
Oh! Yeah, it's like, right.
And this is, I'm telling you, this is a sample spoon. This is just a taste test.
Those went on for hours. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of comments. And it's like, and the thing is, like, I didn't do anything wrong. It's just the photos, the way they were presented and the way they... are the angles, it's like, okay, this guy looks like a douchebag. When in fact, I pulled in right next to the car that was next to me at the same exact angle as that car, completely parallel to the car next to me with plenty of room. There were two cars and two spots. I did not take up two spots. But and it's just scary because now you can form your own narrative, like on the internet, just based on pictures. And that scared me because it's like you realize what famous people have to deal with sometimes, like super famous people. If you just catch a weird photo of someone, you can post that and then draw whatever narrative you want. Like I said, what if they had done this with me and my child? What if I was out somewhere and they happened to catch a weird photo of me and my child? Maybe me holding Stella's hand and she's crying and he goes, oh, look at the way he abuses his child or something. I mean, you could spin any narrative you want.
Who was it? Like Victoria Beckham kissing her kid in the pool. Remember that? It was like it was Victoria Beckham.
Yeah,
was
who kisses their kid on the lips like that?
And this not it doesn't amount to the gravity of this, but or it's not the same. But remember when I was carrying dog food? Somebody saw
and the woman. Oh, why'd you let a woman carry it?
They saw a split second of a woman at the animal hospital carrying the food and said, I'm not a man because I didn't help her when I was actually helping
her. Obviously we're spiraling this out, but it just goes to show you that these photos did not really tell the truth of what happened. And I don't know what you guys in this room believe, but as far as those parking spots go in this parking lot, I mean, I've worked here for 11 years.
Yeah.
I know the way I've pulled into this parking lot every single day for 11 years. I know the way those parking spots work. Everybody in the building does. Those allow you a little cheat room to the left. You pull in that way. Everybody's happy. It's never been an issue, right? Mm-hmm. But you present these like this online, and it's just disgusting.
You're
the way
Hitler.
Oh, my God.
You are parking Stalin.
What was surprising was even after you explained what had happened and cleared the air, there were certain people in this building that still thought it was unacceptable.
And who might these people
be? We're not going
be?
Down this road. This is what I didn't want to do. I don't want to. Well, go ahead, but I don't want to have to sit here and defend my parking job. Like I just said, I've parked here for 11 years. I know what I'm doing is right. I would never, ever intentionally park like a douchebag and take up two spots. I know who I am as a person. But now people's perception of me is skewed. And there's people in this building that still think it's wrong. If they think it's wrong, that's fine. I did nothing wrong. I did.
So
it's just scary how, you know, the people, they can just see what they want to see, react how they want to react, and just be so nasty.
They take one infraction and they color in the rest of your life. It's like TMZ when they crash into some star and they catch them at a bad moment, and all of a sudden, every single person just thinks that person is just some complete permanent total dick.
The problem with those media stories, like if TMZ posts a story and everybody says, oh my God, this happened, and then it turns out to not be true, the follow-up is never
heard.
As prominent. Yes.
Hey, we're sorry. So moving on to the next Miley Cyrus story. Coming
and
up.
Millsy, we're continuing our controversial subject of my parking spot. People went at me hard yesterday.
I want to chime in on
there
that.
Some photos of me parked crooked in those. You like those spots? You take those spots, the spots where you can
here?
Park crooked.
Nothing more.
Down by the light pole.
Well, that's crooked when you're. That's not by the light pole.
See.
Now that's a problem, right, Mike?
See.
Well, that's a major problem. Well, see, when I park up against the light,
here we go.
Let me see it, Mike.
Mike's
come here.
Start pissing me the
come here, Mike.
Off.
Come here. Let me see that. when I park on a light pole, there's nobody else on the other side of me.
When he parks directly onto the light pole.
Oh, the light pole's right
I
there?
I thought it was the brake.
Oh, that's okay.
See, but that's the exact thing we're talking. Go ahead, Mike. Laugh all you
You're
want.
You're playing right
Mike's
into
getting
our
on
point.
My ass list because I knew he was going to do this morning. I knew it.
Well, that's a little hypocritical in you, though, because you're the one that barks about everybody parking. Yeah, you're going to park, you're taking up two spots. Taking up two spots.
When do I ever say that?
You said that about 2 months ago with Jerry Sandusky.
He actually took up two spots.
Well, you know what? You said it to me, too, about 2 weeks later.
No,
you know what? I did not take up two spots.
No, I never.
You and my friend were wrong.
No, I know, because you parked by the light pole and you parked on an angle. And I that's the totally fair game. I was just more concerned with how extreme the angle was. I thought you might have been back on the pills a little. I was like,
whoa! Like, Jesus. Whoa! He's on the fish oil.
You know what?
He's on the fish oil.
You took the angle.
As you well
you took
know,
the angle pretty hard that morning.
As you well know, because you're a noted driver of excellence. When you pull in,
yeah,
bam, you're right there.
Oh,
so you don't have to turn your wheel. All you have to do is
spots.
Just glide back out, and you're gone. It saves you about 3 seconds.
Yeah, but based on those photos you looked at, everybody. Yeah, thinks now
well,
I park like a douchebag.
The story.
And that's the story.
Is the photo that you saw.
That's exactly
if
right.
If you knew
distorted.
What led to him being in that position, it changes the narrative, Keith Mills. That's what we're discussing right now. Scott took it on the chin real bad yesterday after Agenda Anderson posted this photo up on Facebook.
Agenda Anderson.
From the
and
Anderson
I know Mike
agenda.
Is biting his tongue now, but he still thinks that I'm in the wrong. Because
no, actually,
he's him and Rick and all these people are in the same camp where it's like, if there's a line that's on the pavement, if you're in any way over that line, you're a complete asshole. Two wrongs don't make a right. All this, and it's like, you know what? I've worked here long enough to, and you've worked here long. Those spots are kind of they allow you a little more leeway.
You built up some.
Well, no, but it's just the way the parking lot works. It's a very tight parking lot.
So tight.
The spots are very skinny.
Snug.
A lot of dings happen on the doors, but there's a few spots by light pole where you can kind of cheat off to the side, allow yourself a little more room without squeezing anybody else out.
Yep.
Which is a big issue. If you're doing it to take up two spots or squeezing someone in or out, then you're a douchebag.
I agree.
And when this photo was taken, you didn't realize that it had been, Scott had sort of been dominoed into that position. You've probably pulled in Keith Mills to a parking lot somewhere where just one dude at a far end parks askew, and then everybody in turn just sort of kind of has to.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to him, but then the people that did it originally pulled out and just left Scott in a spot that looked like he parked like an ass, which wasn't the case. And then, I've got pages of Facebook comments that were like, he should get his tires slashed.
Oh, man.
His car keyed.
How do you know he has?
He should lose his car. He should have somebody mark the side of it up. They start dogging on his car. They start dogging about where he's from. I'm telling you,
he's from Long Island. That's why he's able to do that.
Apparently, he's from New York City. Apparently, half the listeners think he's from the Big Apple.
It's out of the womb, learn how to park that way.
Yep.
Right, Scott?
You're right.
If you're from New York, you must be from the Big Apple. So.
It's everybody else is screwed. I'm not the people from up there.
Thank you, Keith. We're going to talk to you again. Gary Henry for Ravens and Jags. We got some people holding on the line right here. We got some old friends. We got some new people. Let's talk to Ariel. She is our beautiful teacher.
Mm.
Yes, Ariel. Mm. Good morning, love.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, hello there. How's school been treating you, dearest?
Excellent. No complaint.
What grade do you teach again?
First.
How hard do you drink?
Cute.
You just have to pour booze down your throat each night.
First
like
graders are cute as hell, I would imagine.
Oh, keep thinking that, Scott.
Okay.
They're animals, all of them. So give us your take, love.
I blame management for pushing Facebook on you guys in the first place.
Here,
management.
Here. For making us have a Facebook page? Hell yeah.
Yeah, so stuff like this doesn't happen on Twitter. I'm just saying.
A lot of love on there. A lot of love from you. And then the P1 crew.
It happens on all social media. It's like there was a day and age before social media, and I think, you know, we've had this argument. This is a bigger, obviously, subject, but I think we were all better off. You're just all better off.
Yeah, people wonder why Kirk, Mark, and Lopez were just riddled with confidence. It's because they weren't catching it 15 separate directions.
Yeah, the only way you could get in touch with them was on the phone. And if they didn't answer the phone, they didn't see anything, they didn't hear anything. You got text, you got Twitter, you got Snapchat, you got Facebook. Just people just riding you 24/7.
Thank you again, Ariel. Okay. She's doing the Lord's work out there being a school teacher. Let's talk to our old buddy Wirenut. Wirenut, I saw you at Countdown to Kickoff. couldn't help yourself, hit me with a tragic story right off the bat. Love you to death. What's your take on this?
Now, the tragedy is that I haven't had a beer since Budweiser stock has gone down over a year now.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, but I'm happy. I'm happy you're staying high and dry. So, yeah, talk to me, man.
Dude, I was just thinking, I know what preceded this. I heard the whole story leading into it. So, no bad jazz on Scott, but I was going to suggest that maybe we get Scott a coloring book and a box of crayons so he can learn to stay between the lines.
Hey! Next call. Let's go to Mark in Germantown, always with a kind angle. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Scott, I seem to remember when you did a hit and run a while back.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
You remember that?
What is any of this? What are we talking about?
I don't remember
hey,
that.
I'll bet Blind Mike can park better than you.
Oh, God. There we go.
Oh, there he goes.
Janda Anderson.
My screen of the calls.
Doing his little thing. You're screening the effing calls.
We've only got four calls. We're going to all of them. It's not like I hung up on people or only let certain people through.
I've got my finger on the trigger, though. 410-338-1098. Let's take another one here. Let's go to Jim in Elkridge. You say the same thing happens at your work.
Yeah, and like you're definitely screening calls, you're cool. Anyway, at our work here, there's no difference between the lines and the pavement. So you kind of have to park however the person next to you parks. There's nothing you do about that.
Yeah.
And as an avid listener, which I just realized I've been listening to Scott since I've been in high school when he started and I got my license.
Nice. Shout out.
You're not you're not a jerk. Only Mike is portraying you that way, you know, to be that way, because that's Mike. That's what Mike does.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm really not broken up over it, but it was just amazing. Like Spiegel said, even Spiegel was taken back by what a
Thank
hot button
call,
issue
Jim.
This was. And it's just, you know, it's just annoying that, you know, maybe people, I don't know, maybe people's perception of me has changed based on something so simple as a parking spot.
What's happened
because
is,
that's one of the things that people, that is a hot button
yeah,
issue.
It's everybody like, has personalized this.
Oh, yeah. And this, they have personalized it. And they now, there's a lot of people that think I'm a douchebag and this is the way I parked based on two photos that were out of context.
This reminded me of a time when I couldn't find a space because someone parked crooked and they inconvenienced my day.
Oh, he's one of those douchebags that takes up two spots and is self-righteous and indignant and think he's better than anybody else. And
I bet you also talk in a movie theater.
Yeah, and it's like, no, that's not who I am. I've never done that in my life. I never will do that. It's just that, you know, Agenda Anderson took pictures that showed what he wanted to show so he could, you know, throw me under the bus like he always does, and it worked. And it's just scary that it's so easily done.
Honestly, I mean, obviously, when I posted this, I was trying to have some fun. And, you know, I thought maybe we get like 20 comments,
right?
Some supporting, some not. Never in a million years did I think we get like 150 plus comments like going hard at you. Like
key
that.
His car, take his kid. I want to take a tire iron to his ankles. What say you, Josh? Good morning, Kingsville.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say I think that's why they call Crooked Hillary that, because she parks that way.
Oh, all right.
God. Oh, hold on.
We're going to move on from this.
Just one more.
Fine.
Oh. That bombed. That bombed real bad. Oh, God. I hope that guy doesn't tear his rotator cuff slapping his knee after. Oh, how quickly did his cigarette smoke riddled yellow nails just feverishly dial the phone number trying to drop that nug? Oh, it sucked. Go to line six here.
Yeah.
Hey, it's open mic night here on Justin Scott Spiegel. Who's this?
This is Tom.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Okay, I've got my tinfoil hat on, and I want to give Spiegel some work.
Yes.
Tying to your whole thing about the image of what people say on the internet, if you go back to this dude who just got shot the other day on camera with his hands up, why doesn't anybody show what happened from the first cruiser? I mean, they got...
Now,
they
which city are you referring to?
We got
to
be very specific
here. We got a lot of them out there. Right?
I got to look through my file. Are you talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma?
I think so. It's the one where you get the car video and you see the four guys and get tased and shot at the same time. So why is it that there was another car there already and they have access to the helicopter video and they have access to the second car video, but they're not showing the first car video or any of the other car videos. What happened before all this happened?
I'll get Josh right on that. Because he doesn't have enough to do already.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's look, the whole, this has nothing to do
Thank
with what we're
call,
talking about.
Very much.
I don't think it does, but
some of the best calls we've ever
it's,
had.
Look, you know, that's the problem with rushing to judgment with these police shootings because you don't know what happened before.
Mike, find me a pair of scissors and find me the line that goes to this telephone so I could snip the effing cable at this point. Let's do one more. Mike in Frederick.
We're not going to get anything productive.
Good morning, Mike.
It's a moot point.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Be a cherry on
this Sunday, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, send us out on an up note.
Well, people just don't have anything to talk about. You know, there's more important stuff going on in the world, but they want to get on him about parking crooked.
Yeah.
And come on.
Yeah.
Like, crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good joke.